Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly legislative update. This week, Senate Bill 4, which is an omnibus utilities bill, passed the Senate and is now headed over to the House of Representatives. This bill is incredibly complicated, and I truly believe that the negative costs outweigh the benefits of this legislation. I still remain vehemently opposed to Senate Bill 4's passage. I hope the House of Representatives does the right thing by their constituents. My main concern is many Missourians continue to struggle to pay all of their bills, rent, housing, food, you name it. And this legislation will ultimately increase the amount that people have to pay every month for their utilities, if their utilities from any of these investor-owned companies. Gas, water, sewer, electricity, if you get any of those from an investor-owned utility, your costs are definitely going to go up. I did everything I could to stop the bill. When I realized I wasn't going to be able to stop the bill, I did everything I could to put some consumer protections in the bill. I was also able to extend the utility cutoff rules. I extended those in the language anyway from 24 hours to 72 hours. So I tried to do all I could to stand up for folks that are struggling the most in the state of Missouri. Good news about my raising the age of marriage bill, Senate Bill 66. It's on the Senate perfection calendar. It should come up next week. Just a refresher, right now in Missouri, children age 16 and 17 can be married with parental consent. I just simply believe that's not good for Missouri children. I think that we should raise the marriage age to 18. I think it's best for the health and welfare of all of Missouri's children. Another bit of good news, on Thursday, the Senate third read and passed Chris Sifford Day. Just a reminder, Chris Sifford was a friend of mine. I knew him from the campaign trail in 2000. In the fall of 2000, tragedy struck our entire state when a plane carrying Governor Carnahan, his son Randy Carnahan, and his chief of staff, Chris Sifford. The plane went down in terrible weather. So Senate Bill 156 would designate Chris Sifford's birthday, August 6th, as Chris Sifford Day. I hope that it encourages Missourians to take the time to reflect on what an impact these three great men had on our state. But also, Chris Sifford was a public servant, and I hope people will take August 6th to reflect on and appreciate all of the work state workers do, public servants do all around our state, both locally and here at the state level. This week was a really, really busy week with visitors. It was kind of a fun Wednesday, especially because we've had some snow days the last few weeks. It seems like just about every group that had concerns and things that they were passionate about, they all showed up on Wednesday. I heard from folks with the National Federation of the Blind. There were a bunch of nurse anesthetists and nursing students in the building. I had a nice meeting with the speech and language pathologists. There were a bunch of disability rights advocates here. I talked to people from St. Louis ARC, from Emmaus House, UPC Heartland. I'm probably missing a few. The ACLU had a big lobby day. Missouri Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence were in the building. I had a really, really good meeting. This happens once a year. Students from John Burroughs come and talk to me about legislation, and that was a very, very meaningful meeting. So I hope all of you realize that I would love to meet with you in person here in Jefferson City, but I'm also happy to communicate with you by email, phone, whatever's best for you. If you ever need anything, please feel free to reach out to my office. Thanks so much.